This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Senator Helene Duhamel, District 32 in Rapid City. Thank you for joining us for our Senate Local Government Committee hearing. We'd like to call to order today, please.
Senator Kamak.
Here.
Hewing.
Here.
Shane Fish.
Here.
Wismer.
Here.
Youngberg, excused. Duhamel.
Here.
Jensen, excused. We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
We have a quorum. We want to welcome all our listeners on the Internet. South Dakota Public Broadcasting is live streaming this. Welcome to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We're greeting our Internet viewers, listeners. Cell phones, if now you'd just take a chance to make sure everything is on silent. We'd also like a motion to approve the minutes, please.
So moved.
Second.
Senator Kamak moves. Senator Ewing second. The minutes are approved. Voice vote, please. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? The minutes are approved. And I'd like to remind testifiers to sign in and lobbyists to wear their badges. All testimony and questions should please be addressed through the chair. Any personal privileges, please. Now we'd like to introduce our pages. If you tell us a little bit about yourself and something you learned, something exciting from these past few weeks.
Good morning. My name is Hunter Idy, and I'm from Gettysburg, South Dakota. My future plans are to go to SDSU and major in human biology. I'm currently a senior at Gettysburg High School, and something cool that I learned this past 2 weeks is just the importance of committee and what really goes on. I've never attended a committee meeting before, and it was really interesting to see the role that, the committees played in making legislature happen. So thank you guys for having us.
Madam Chair, I have a question for the page.
Proceed.
Do you have any experience with FFA?
Madam Chair, yes, I do. I'm currently the vice president of the Gettysburg FFA chapter, and I was a district officer. Yes, I've been involved.
Your public speaking reflects that training.
Madam Chair, thank you, Senator Kamak.
Thank you, Hunter.
So my name is Victoria Donovan. I'm from Arlington High School, and I live in Arlington. And I had no idea what a committee meeting was like before I came here. And from listening in and working during them, I've learned so much about like what actually takes place and about bills. And I also really enjoy working when the Senate is in session. And this has been a very fun and educational experience for me. So I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you both for your service for the past couple of weeks. Okay, we're going to start right away with House Bill 1165. This is an act to revise provisions regarding the acceptance of gifts by municipalities. I'll take proponent testimony at this time.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Senator Jim Stalzer from Sioux Falls. And in writing the title, you almost described the whole bill. If there ever was a consent calendar item, I think this is it. And I know all of us have said that and been wrong, but basically this is just to revise the way cities can accept gifts to the city other than real estate. And if I say any more than that, Yvonne won't be able to speak, so I'll let her take over.
Thank you, Senator Stalzer. We'll take further proponent testimony at this time.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. Boy, we got a happy problem. People like to give stuff to the parks. They like to make the park pretty and like to keep their town pretty, and it's everything from pots of flowers to trees to maybe a park bench to who knows. So rather than the city council having to act on each and every one of those, we would like to be able to accept those gifts administratively and just say thank you very much to those folks. And so this would allow that to happen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any proponent testimony at this time? Seeing none, are there any opponents on House Bill 1165? Since there are no opponents, is there any questions from the committee? Seeing none, I would take any discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Senator Kamak.
I move do pass.
Second.
The motion do pass by Senator Kamak, second by Senator Ewing. Comments on your motion? No comments?
I'll do a quick one here.
Go ahead.
I really wanted to table it just to watch your blood pressure go up, but I didn't have the courage.
As I was reading it, I was pleased to see that this does, that the last sentence talks about only accepting gifts of personal property, accepting them administratively. I think it's would still be important for any real property gifts to be acted on by the entire council, but it looks to me like it's just personal property.
All right. So do I have a... Oh, we already... Any other discussion from the committee? Any action from the committee? We have the action. Okay. Okay. Okay, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Thank you. Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg, excused. Du Hamel.
Aye.
Peter or Jensen, excused. 5-2. 5-2 excused.
Okay. It passes unanimously, and so the chair will move this to the consent calendar. House Bill 1165, unanimous. Okay, we're moving to House Bill 1116, an act to revise provisions regarding the use of perpetual care trust funds to maintain cemeteries. Are there any proponents to House Bill 1116?
Thank you, Madam Chairperson and members of the committee. My name is Rocky Blair. I'm from District 21 Senate. Coming here in relation to House Bill 1116. Would like to ask that the committee table this. Information has come to us that we do not need this bill at this time, and therefore we have just a simple request that you table our motion, our bill.
Okay, there's been a request to table this bill. Do I have any discussion?
No.
Chair.
Oh, no. Oh, do it. I move to table.
Second.
There's been
no discussion.
Okay, no discussion. So we'll do a roll call vote on House Bill to table House Bill 1116.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Du Hamel.
Aye.
Jensen. Excused.
So the motion to table passes, House Bill 1116. And now we have a motion to, or, go ahead.
Madam Chair.
Senator Ewing.
Okay, I've been asked to, by Rule 719, request to move to reconsider Senate Bill 79. And prior to us acting on that, just want to explain a little bit. This is there's an amendment that is online labeled Senate Bill 79A, which is a complete hog house. And I just want to ask the committee to reconsider Senate Bill 79 at this time.
Second.
It's been moved and moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Youngberg, to reconsider Senate Bill 79. A roll call vote. Any comments on that motion?
Now, do we have to reconsider, then add the amendment?
Right. Okay.
So, roll call vote.
Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Jensen is excused. Six.
By unanimous consent, six in favor, the motion to reconsider Senate Bill 79 has been approved. Any more comment or discussion?
Okay, Madam Chair.
Senator Ewing.
I would move to add amendment Senate Bill 79A is in Apple.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Youngberg, to consider Senate Bill 79A as amended. Any comments on that?
Madam Chair.
Senator Youngberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, and I would ask everybody to support this. I did get a chance to read through the amendment, and I'll be real honest. I have a lot of convincing to be done, but given the circumstances, we had to do this on one of another colleague's bill in the Senate with this electronic system and all that. So I think we give the latitude to this, get the amendment on. We'll read it over the weekend, take it up next week. So
thank you. Any other discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Ewing.
I guess I would just like to go on record that if the committee so chooses to add this amendment, I would kindly ask you as chair to defer it till Monday for the benefit of folks to absorb it. Thank you.
Okay, we have the motion to accept the amendment, Senate Bill 79A, and we'll do a voice vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay.
Roll call. Just do a roll call.
Roll call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Seeing none, we'll take Senate Bill 79A for consideration, and that'll be deferred until Monday.
We have to adopt it.
We've adopted Senate Bill 79A, and action on 79A will be deferred until Monday. Is there any other action? Is there any other action or discussion today?
Madam Chair, I move adjournment.
Senator Youngberg moves adjournment. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Senator Shane Fish. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? We are adjourned.